And
yes, no, tell me some more about how is your school now different from your school before?
Well, the school cool. The English school and the Arabic school is different. Because the reception and year one and year three is an infant, but year four, year five, year six, year seven, year eight, year nine, are juniors, and all the juniors go out, but the infants play inside. For first, they have their lunch on a table, and then they will play, and then there's if you don't have a lunch, there is a shop inside the school that you can buy from it, like a sandwich, a Coke, a crisp, a chocolate, and a books.
So tell me, in the Arabic school, you learn everything in Arabic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how do sort of lessons and things differ from English school?
Yeah. The first thing that we have in school at class, we have like an Arabic, and this Arabic book has loads of story, once the story finishes, but for first we have to read this story and then write it, and then there's many questions, questions like where have the boy been, and the question is in the story,
right.
So and the maths, we have times to table and plus and take away and to divide and adding monies, and a third thing that we have memories, and
yeah.
And that's it. I mean, there's another one that we have scientists, like we make clay and we make a bowl, we have a colouring class,
that's fine.
And the coloring class. It has book to color, and the teacher about 4 or 5 minutes. The teacher will let us play football, and it's home time.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That's it. That was great. Can you say for me? Can you teach me?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is. Well, actually, my name is Stevie.
Okay.
How would I say that in Arabic?
Assalamu alaikum. Ana ismi is Stevie.
Say that again.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
Ana. Ismi.
Ismi.
Stephen.
Stephen. Excellent. Oh, thank you. John Dixon.